Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore...
That good
help can, baby. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smith. And in the
hail,
from the Netherlands, presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Make sure we up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Zionite out there helping motherfuckers yesterday tear up shit. But we up in this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And, yeah, that's how we do it. Your boy DJ smells so good in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh!
Oh, okay. Thank you. AKA Captain Smells So Good. And today is Tuesday, like we do every Tuesday right here. People, it's all about education on this show, you know what I'm saying? Edumocation. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here. We edumocate. And it's Tuesday time to massacre a language. We do not learn languages here. We massacre languages, you know what I'm saying, worldwide, together. You know what I'm saying? So there ain't nothing embarrassing because, shit, I can't speak it no better than you can goddamn learn it. And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? But what we do here is, we go to www.byki.com. We download different languages. And we just get you interested, you know what I'm saying, and, being interested in learning somebody else's language. So we make a nutty way of teaching it here, and guaranteed you will learn some word. I don't give a damn what word it is. You're going to learn a word up on this motherfucker here. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And, yeah, that's how we do it. So I got to roll up, you know what I'm saying? You already know what I do, what I do. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so we're going to get into one little quick song right here, you know what I'm saying? A couple of little hits right here to start y'all off with. And then we're going to get back into it. All right. So now first thing I'm starting off with is Neon, straight out of ATL. Shouts out to my homeboy Justin Overall. And everybody out there right now with the Record and Game Radio, this is the Starship Smelly Crab.
On the couch, make love in the shower. Another round, baby.
Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayed Nye. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
Yes. One for thirsty, making meals.
Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. All the girls saying he's so cool, that man, he's that dude. Yeah, he's so smooth, he's got a moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep a bending like coupons, too. Coochie coupons, boo. Coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them. Coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. Yeah, you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. I let them fly in the wind when the roof's gone. Your boyfriend, old news, it's the new dawn. And in my pockets, a stack of the coochie coupons. You know you love when you see them and wanna do wrong. You wanna slide with your boy and chill to the morn. Go somewhere and get real sweaty and get it on. I don't know, is it my swag or the coochie coupons? Even though my swag is like too strong, I never question the strength of the coochie coupons. And when the dimes walk by, I just flash them. And plus they can see I'm in a drop magnum. And when I jump out, I'm in the latest fashion. Big chain, pinky ring, your boy looking dash on. You better believe the kid be on his job. But still, I don't know, is it my swag or the coochie coupons? All the girls saying he's so cool, that man, he's that dude. Yeah, he's so smooth, he's got a moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep him bending like coupons do. Coochie coupons, boo. Coochie coupons, baby, coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them. Coochie coupons, coochie coupons, baby. If you want them, I got them, coochie coupons. The girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know, but when they see the coochie coupons, they get red like spaghetti. They see the dough. See the girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know, but when they see the coochie coupons, they get red like spaghetti. They see the dough.
I know, that's the power of them coupons, man. When I make it rain, baby, you go dance. When I say your name, shorty, you go glance. You wanna impress me? This your chance. My dot man on the... the stack man, the coochie coupons make them loosen up their strap man. So what's happening? We the new rock stars. And let your friends know that I got them coochie coupons.
All the girls saying he's so cool, that man, he's that dude. Yeah, he's so smooth, he's got a moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep a bending like coupons too. Coochie coupons, boo. Coochie coupons, baby. Coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them. Coochie coupons. Coochie coupons, baby. Coochie coupons. If you want them, I got them. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up.
Cream dot, right there. My dog, cream dot. You know what I'm saying? Representing up in this mofo flipper, this motor maker. You know what I'm saying? And sending shouts out to Evelyn Angel. And yeah. And we were talking about the other day. You know what I'm saying? We were sharing yesterday. We were sharing some YouTube clip videos, talking about, you know, how people got tasered and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Young kids to old people in wheelchairs and shit like that, to old people, period. And then we got to a couple of clips talking about how they used Katrina, which, if most don't know, Katrina was also planned too, you know what I'm saying? That was planned, and that was part of a big scheme they got going on, man, to, you know, try to pull the wolf's eyes over the American people. So that's what we got going on here, you know what I'm saying? And the aftermath of Katrina, you know, they went through and lied, said it was looters and all this other kind of shit with guns, and that was their reasoning for going throughout the city and de-arming people. But then they was de-arming the unnecessary people who were just trying to protect themselves. So they came in and swept everybody's guns up. So it is a possibility, you know what I'm saying, if you're a gun owner out there. Yeah, they will come by and take your shit. But the crazy thing is, it's because they know where to go because you motherfuckers register your goddamn gun. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? Yeah, the guns ain't meant for sport. The motherfuckers meant for protection. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's the bottom line of that. You know what I'm saying? But guarantee, for every action is the opposite of equal reaction. So if people find out that you motherfuckers are really trying to come along and fuck what they got in their firearm, all right, find yourself in a motherfucking bad way. You know what I'm saying? In a motherfucking bad way. And I want to put one motherfucker on blast real quick. You know what I'm saying? This is non-nutty news related. But to the dude that tried to screw me over this past weekend with comedian Chris Thomas, you know what I'm saying? You go to my Facebook page and check out the pictures and the little snippet video. I got some more pictures and stuff coming soon. But the Thomas Brown, the janky-ass promoter that didn't pay me all my motherfucking money, you know what I'm saying, for doing a good-ass job, let Chris Thomas tell it. You can,
cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. Punk-ass. Biatch. Biatch. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, because you know I'm a real nigga about mine, and I handle my biz. You know what I'm saying? I handle my biz. And like my homegirl Akira say, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing.
Hey, I'm getting tired of all these people get a little stressed, do a little something when I act out Hollywood.
I'm so tired of all these people acting out Hollywood. No one made it, it's nothing. I'm so tired of all these people acting like they Hollywood. No one made it, it's nothing. I'm so tired of all these people acting out Hollywood. Intimidated by them, no one wanna try them. Know that I'm too much, doing more than getting by them. Hate to paint the knife, cause they know who I be. They know that I'm a cheat, I'm AK lovely. Look to the left, they see me swarming on these streets, busting on these beats. They know I'm bringing heat. Look to the right, they see me hugging on the block. They know that I'm so hot, I'm never gonna stop till I reach the top. Hate to paint the knife, cause they know who I be. Nothing to achieve, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
Like they doing more than they doing. Just tell them it's nothing. Hey, hey.
the Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smellyprize.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smellyprize.
Captain Smells So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Your mission, if you choose to accept.
Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money.
Your mission, if you choose to accept.
Gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission, if you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man.
I'm on a mission and my Glock is loose. Bruce, Bruce, Bob, Squash, and Goofy Bone about to get loot. Hustling every day in that 408. I gotta make that money so y'all can fucking hate. In that 06 Charger, you better all watch it. I'm still in Dickies with my Louis Vuitton wallet. Stomping in the streets cause I need my greens. Cause this money fulfills my dreams. I'm a gangster with so many hoes. They work for me and I collect their dough. Living the life like a grown man should. Selling cocaine in my motherfucking hood. Making money 24/7. Cause I'm a gangster and I'll never see heaven. You gotta make this life what you make it. This money comes and goes just like my ex bitch.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that, gotta get that, gotta get that money, man.
Yeah, man. What a dude.
It's the boy, Bruce, Bruce.
Yeah.
Fucking with the homeboy, Bob Squash from the faculty, California.
Yeah.
Let's get it, man.
Let's get it.
We getting money round here. Straight low in the faculty. Push it hard, double love. Get that quack by enemy. Never gonna catch me slacking on anything. Check this sound, skin dog. I get my blood sweating since I love my city.
Home of the tank.
I love this dro.
Home of the tank.
You want it, come and get it, man. I got that merchandise. This shit will put your ass to sleep or keep you up all night. Goofy Bone Bruce, Bruce, rolling with my squad. Jelly beats, we attack. We gon' make this shit hot. Share the club a new asshole in any town. When we up in the building, it's going down. When we come through, you already know the crew. You already know the shit. Homie, who the fuck is you? If you don't really know me, why you running your mouth? You gon' fuck with my money, I'ma knock your ass out.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Boy Boss, man. Collaborate with my niggas straight low. Records, man. We doing it real big, man. Real humongo, man. Get that money.
They think I work at Wamu. Tell them all that cash. I'm counting stacks, racks, and bundles popping rubber bands. I got about 20 shoeboxes filled with loot. Stash above my head in the ceiling in case I need a lawyer. Knew I'd do whatever's necessary to get my family through. I hustle hard for the money. Hear it in my music too. Cash money, new money, last money, all money. I'm chasing all of it, sonny. Ain't a damn thing funny. On the mission, my daily grind. Trying to fulfill my needs. I deserve the better thing. I got grande dreams. Come Sunday, me amigo. I got Nico Nero. I got a consistent cash flow. My mentality so thorough. My tummy stay growling. Hungry like a fat kid. That dude in my robber with that shit cheesy dick. Black squash getting in with my straight low fan. Smiling with my gold seat. Phone that money train.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells So Good on the corner of 34th and Shelton Street in Tampa, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap and slow jam.
Come that beat, here come that beat, here come that beat, come that beat. I got good pussy, come that beat, yeah, make that money.
Chris Thomas, you know what I'm saying, doing a little small clip on my Facebook page, you know what I'm saying, check me out, DJ, D-E-E-J-A-Y, Smells So Good, and if you don't know me, but if you've heard it through this show here, then you can add me as a friend. If you just motherfucking try to get a fucking stack of goddamn friends to your Facebook, motherfucker, you don't goddamn friend request me, because I don't know who the hell you is, and when I check you out, and I don't see no goddamn mutual friends, I'm going to ignore you. Straight up. That bullshit. I got a million MySpace friends. But you're broke. Can't get a motherfucking million people to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, donate a buck to you. So what the fuck is a goddamn good having a million motherfucking friends? Man, fuck that. Oh, man. All right. Oh, my bad. And so it's time to get into what we do here, Masculine Language, on Tuesday. Tuesday's Mask of Language is brought to you in part by www.byki.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy off the wall. And oh, wait a minute, that's the news, ain't it? Yeah. But yeah, man, go to BYKI, download your language learning program, and get into the note. You know what I'm saying? Let me pull up my little program right here. What a piece of a program, man. excuse me. Bam, 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 bam. And much love to old Mr. Goofy Bone out there trying to get a J-O-B. The word of the day is J-O-B. J-O-B. Job. And that's what you need to get your ass out to get. That's real, homie. Go ahead and do what you do. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully you can get that job. Get that job. It's going down real big. And don't forget, man, we got the part two. You know what I'm saying? The continuation. October 3rd is going down. Club Nuvo. Right here in Tampa, Florida. And it's right off of 7th and Franklin Avenue. You know what I'm saying? 7th Avenue and Franklin Street, to be exact. And that is the Fuck in A&R Indie Artist Seminar. That's for independent artists, producers, managers. It really is a big networking party, but we got a few people that's going to be on to make up a panel that's going to be answering questions and stuff like that. And myself will be giving out the Indie Band Survival Guide. And if I haven't sent that to you in the email, please let me know, and I'll definitely email that to you. But if you know any artists out there trying to really get into the industry on their own and need a little coaching or whatever, I got a survival guide that can really help them out. So, yeah, make sure you let them know. Or tell them to hit up WDGE radio@gmail.com. And I'll email it back to him. You know what I'm saying? I can do it that way. So once again, it's the fucking A&R Indie Artist Seminars going down October 3rd at Club Nouveau. And that's sponsored by the Miss Mouth Time. And Miss Mouth will be holding it down, a.k.a. Miss Buffy. So, yeah, we're going to have live performances. Miss Johnny will be performing. And we're going to have a good show. We'll be videotaped and all that good shit. And my homeboy going to be up in the motherfucking building, too. And y'all already know who I'm talking about. Who? Goddamn, get your cake up. Oh, wait a minute. No, fuck that. Yeah, so we getting money up in this bitch. We getting money up in this bitch. Let's go. Coming right back at this, man. This song's going to go for you, man. A couple of languages.
You put the cold water in, I threw the pirate salt. Put the right stuff in, light the instant in the house. You at the bacon soda, but we trying to fry the gout. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Cold water in, I threw the pirates out. Put the right stuff in, light the instant in the house. You at the bacon soda, we just try to find it out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Any party that's popping, I'm on a scene. Somebody please pass me a towel, I'm so clean, clean. Rosé and hell green. The kid trying to make reality my dream, dream. No sleep, that's my team. Smoke with your boy Ashwood, I might steam, steam. In a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down on my belly, the chain mean, mean. Little homie, I got it locked, locked. Pass the egg beater, cause my style straight drop, drop. Women classy like Coco Chanel. Uh-huh. Independent, put a pole for the bell. Won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open up my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul. Uh-huh. Give me your ears if you want a bankroll. I told them.
You put the cold water in, I threw the pirates out. Put the right stuff in, light the instant in the house. You at the bacon soda, then you try to product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Cold water in, I threw the pirates out. Put the right stuff in, light the instant in the house. You at the bacon soda, then you try to product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money.
I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me, grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend ass most fat. You hesitate, I know how to approach that. Pulled out the cush, she like where we could smoke at.
What?
On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said a man whack, he don't know where the hole at.
back. Fall back. I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have a street hype this time around. I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid. I'm coming. I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Ladies spot me up in the club, get loose from me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice. Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets.
They put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the right stuff in, light the incident in the house. You at the baking soda when you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the right stuff in, light the incident in the house. You at the baking soda when you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads.
Hey, baby. You know, you don't smile like you used to smile, baby. Used to be a certain sparkle in your eye. Ready to go, baby. For granted, now we're fading, yes. No more love and tenderness. Our communication's all jacked up, such a mess. Oh, baby, baby, I'm not saying anything to walk away from you, but it's merely an admonishment so we can get back to those things that we used to do. Yes, we need to go back.
Yeah.
Scooby. Uh-oh. All right, people, let's go ahead and get this thing started up in this muda, nigga.
Timmy!
All right, let me get some educational background music playing. How about that? And body got a salamu.
Salamu. Hey, Smelly. I'm going to go stay quiet if you're going to play this song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking not your slaves. Fucking not your slaves. Oh, I got to play this real quick. Damn. Fucking right. All right, hello, people.
What they are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting.
Thank you.
man, and trying to figure some of this shit out, man. This damn 33rd. It's a page out there about this though. I gotta find the actual page related to it. But they take the Catholic religion. Well, yeah, that's the whole problem. The goddamn Catholics is trying to implement that old motherfucking bullshit.
So, all religions but one.
Right, but there.
All right. Hey, talking about funny stuff. Do you have license plate holders in the U.S. that has a short text on it?
Yeah, they starting to get that old bullshit. They don't want you to goddamn talk on a fucking cell phone, but you can have all this goddamn bright ass motherfucking ads and shit all over your motherfucking tag and shit that causes distraction and shit.
I saw a funny one.
It's illegal technically to have that shit on the back tag, to have the neon lights and all that shit moving.
Yeah, it's not a neon light. It's just a lyric on the bottom of the license plate holder.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a funny one today. It's that I'm not your type. I'm not inflatable.
See, I can see where that would go though. You know what I'm saying? Because you got so many ignorant people in the world. You know, I fucked your mom's last night. You know what I'm saying? You get something stupid like that. And then once you start getting that and kids start reading that, that's when the whole shit's going to start hitting the fan.
Oh, well, we had to for you.
I'm going to complain. And all my fun seeing this guy had a license tag that said, mine is bigger than yours. And, oh, I just think that's appalling. Like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Mine's bigger than yours. I could talk about my car, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You worrying about?
Yeah, and the trucker has mine is 18 meters long.
Exactly. You know,
I don't know how many feet, about 50, I guess.
Hell, God. I'm reading about year 33 right now. The year 33, which is was the common year starting on Thursday of the Julian calendar. Yeah. Reading some shit about that. Back in the 33rd year of this great planet that we live on, the Roman Empire, Servius Sulpicius Galba, is a Roman consul. Emperor Tiberius founds a credit bank in Rome, then turns around and a financial crisis hits Rome. Due to poorly chosen fiscal policies, land values plummet and credit is increased. These actions led to a lack of cash, a crisis of confidence, and much land speculation. The primary victims are senators, knights, and the wealthy. Many aristocratic families are ruined. Back in the year 33, people. But anyways, you know what the day is? What is today?
Massacre Language Tuesday?
Today is Humane. Humane. Yeah, today is Humane Tuesday, people. We're talking about the days of the week. Get into the days of the week, man. Goddamn right. Days of the week. All right, this first one, I'm going to have to turn the porn music off because, you know, people got to hear this, you know what I'm saying? Cause I about swallowed my tongue four times trying to say it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say it in extra slow, super slow-mo. Yeah, not even slower than that.
Can you boost your volume a little, Smelly? It's kind of low, especially what you're playing in the background.
Oh, no, that's why I say I got to turn the porn music off.
Sibukabaniki?
All right, let me spell it out first before you try to say it out. Siku, S-I-K-U, Kartiki, K-A-T-I, or Kartika, K-A-T-I-K-A, and then Wiki, W-I-K-I. Siku Katiki Wiki.
Siku
Katika Wiki. There you go.
Siku Katika Wiki.
Siku Katika Wiki.
Wiki, huh? Wiki is good.
Siku Katiki wa... Siku Katiki ka Katika Wiki. Siku Katika Wiki. Siku Katika Wiki. Siku Katika Wiki. Yeah. Day of the week, people. That is the first word. Day of the fucking week. Siku Katika Wiki. Everybody. Oh. Seeing that we only got one person on the line, yeah. A lot of people spoke up then.
And so.
Siku ba kaniki. Now, man, got that court coming up in here. Shit. All right, shout out to my dog Torque up in this mood I make. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Tuesday time to massacre in language. And that's what we are doing. All right, now that we've gotten over that, we'll get into the porn. Good old porn. Hey, I'm downloading that Renoid.
Renoid. Yeah, that's fine.
I showed my homeboy that program yesterday. He's still on Fruity Loops.
Are you talking about Renoid or Ableton?
The Renoid.
Renoid is a tracker program that's a little different than Fruity Loops.
You could make beats and stuff. It's for making beats, though, right?
Well, it's easy music making. I used that a lot back in the days. It was called Fast Tracker at the moment, and it only had like 16 tracks available. You loaded samples in, and you could play with those samples. So for hip hop music and stuff, it's ideal. I haven't installed Renoise yet. I must play with it. I don't know if it comes with a standard set of samples, and if you are able to create samples by drawing waves and stuff.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying with the Fruity Loops then.
Fruity Loops is a looping program. You can load in samples, change it, let it repeat, and stuff like that. So you can prepare loops of your music in other programs, and you can easily play that in Fruity Loops. That's about the idea that you want to do. I don't think that's that useful, Fruity Loops. Ableton has more functionality. Renoise is a tracker program. It's just easy. And, if you play...
I'm trying to get into making my own beats for the show.
Yeah.
I want to make me some background music for the show. I'm trying to ask the motherfuckers to send me some goddamn beats.
Well, if you check... If you check YouTube, there are a lot, and I mean a lot of tutorials on how to make music with this and how to make music with that, and you can even search for style. If you go for hip-hop, you will find a lot of tutorials to make hip-hop beats in Reason, Renoise, Ableton, all programs that you want, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. Cause I'm getting that shit for free. Goddamn it! Fucking right. I hooked my homeboy up with Fruity Loops 9 yesterday, cause that's what he wanted. You know what I'm saying? And then I hooked him up with SoundForge to clean it up. Cause the problem with these artists down here, when they go into the studios and these dudes record they vocals and shit, they don't turn around and clean them up for them. They just slap it right to the beat and then give it to them, and they don't give them the acapella, the instrument. They don't give them shit. They just give them a song and tell them to get the fuck out of there. You know what I'm saying? But then for the DJ, we can't do anything with it. We can't remix the song. You know what I'm saying? We can't do nothing to it. And then
part,
you know what I'm saying? I can't put the vocals back up and make the song sound good. Because outside of the studio, they done fucked it.
If you go and make your own beats, most hip-hop beats are not that complicated. You can even take samples from other pieces of music. I've seen music where they did that, where they took samples, little samples, just a few seconds, from music of the 70s, and they made an entire song with that. That's the Prodigy, by the way. Voodoo People, totally built up out of samples from the 1970s. A good job, that for sure, but it's totally built up out of samples from the 70s. Same goes for Smack My Bitch Up from the Prodigy, totally built up out of samples. And if you look at that at the internet, the guy who found that out is a nutcase. He listened to the song and he found all the samples they got from the 70s music, and he rebuilt the song in Ableton. That's real, real impressive. I'll look at the link and I'll post it in the chat room.
Okay, so I should actually download the Ableton or the Renoise?
Renoise is only small, so you can download that in addition to Ableton. Ableton is more kind of complicated, and it's about 2 gigabytes.
Yeah, and I'm kind of pressed for room on this goddamn laptop right now. Little pressed for the room right now, people. All right, we're waiting on Mr. Torque. Mr. Torque 64 to call in with a challenge. He has called in. He has challenged us Tuesday for Masquerade Language Tuesday. And I see a claim that he can speak some language better than us. So I challenge you, kind sir, to a word duel.
The language of
that's right. Call in here, man, and get your keister waxed.
And the language of experience.
Matter of fact, let me take a couple more swigs of my beer, huh? Get ready for the jump off.
Yeah, Tor can also tell you something about Ableton. I gave it to him a little while ago, or at least I sent him a link where he could get it. And he played around with it already, of course.
Oh, yeah. You gotta send me that link, man.
I'll look it up. Send me your email in private message, please.
WDGERadio@gmail, goddammit. Everybody know my motherfucking email.
I didn't.
Oh. Hey, I made a call yesterday through Gmail. It worked at first, but then Heaven Angel said she couldn't hear anything. So if you listen to like the archives, the first part of the show, I was actually using my Gmail account because you can make free calls out of it.
Yeah, that's only in the U.S. at the moment. I can't.
Yeah, right. But it was I can hear everything clearly though. I mean the damn quality of it was clear as hell. I can hear the music streaming out, and I mean it was crystal clear. No, you know what I'm saying? It was cool.
I was talking to Jekyll yesterday, and he was asking me, "Can't you run the Procaster to do Smelly Show?" And I was thinking about that, and I was like, "Yeah, I could do that, but you have like a gazillion samples in your Blog Talk Radio loaded up, and you want to play all those? I don't know how you can do that remotely on my broadcast system." So,
Yeah, because see, right about now, what's going to end up happening is I got to get another goddamn whole another PC. So that's the thing that I'm running into right now. And I just ain't got the $300 laying around to get another desktop, you know what I'm saying, to move on, to keep moving on, you know. I mean, as y'all know, that's just the biggest thing for me right now is getting that done. So that's what I'm doing. Once I get that, man, we'll be rolling.
Yeah, you have like too many samples for me to.
Hey, man, I got too many samples for my motherfucking self. I can't fucking use them all, man. There's so many goddamn samples. I'll be trying to use all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like getting people lost in
darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading.
You be getting all rude and telling me.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Alrighty.
Turn around and, you know, let them know, you know. bullshit up on this show. But what'd you say now?
Yeah, I kind of lost it because my cat jumped me on my leg.
Oh.
With a score.
Timmy!
No, goddamn Jackie.
Oh, what's cat name?
Jackie, that means crazy. And the other name is Jackie. That means crazy.
Spell that out.
Alrighty, I'll post that in the chat.
Thank you.
And the other cat is called Wietje. And that means plain old marijuana.
Day old?
Plain old marijuana.
Oh,
Wietje. Weed. But the English weed can also be for grain and stuff like that, and stuff you have growing in the garden you don't want. That's also weed, but in Dutch, wietje is only for the good and green stuff. So that's my cat's name.
So if I come to Dutch, all I got to say is I'm looking for that wietje.
Yeah, you only got to say I'm looking for the coffee shop.
Oh. At the coffee shop, we be buying weed at the coffee shop.
I actually do. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I actually do have another song for you to upload to the system for you to play.
I don't know, man. Man, where was you at Friday, man? I needed you Friday, man.
Friday.
Oh, yeah, Parents' Day, my bad, Parents' Day.
Friday was Parents' Day, that's correct. And yesterday I was doing some work for the PSN network, for the Soup Media Network.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you dropped out of the chat?
Yeah, and I've dropped out of everything. How the hell am I on a goddamn cable and my shit drops periodically? I just don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm on a dedicated line. I'm on a cable network, so it's not like I'm on dial-up. So why the hell would I get a fucking page error? Problem loaded.
Press refresh. Problem loaded. Yeah, I have it too. Sometimes my provider's name servers are a little busy. A name server is where you query on which IP you can find the website. If you type in www.blogtalkradio.com, it makes a request to a name server. Hey, where can I find that server? It will get an IP back, and sometimes that server is a little busy at my end, at my provider's end, and it's not fast enough to give me a reply, and then I get a page not found error. And if I press refresh then, it will load.
All right, so we got Jackie.
Jackie, yes.
Jackie, like a Y, Jackie. And what's the other one? Vichu.
Heavenly Angel says I didn't spell it.
Oh, there it is.
I'm scrolling back and I mentioned Jackie before. So I did spell it.
Yes. And then Vichu?
Vichu
and Jackie.
If you go
meow, 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 puss, puss, puss. I talk to the cat. Plus, plus, plus.
If you go to Google and type in Wietje, and you go to images or just the referral, you will see that you will get a lot of weed hits back.
Okay. I'm talking about people. Experiment 101. Oh, it's time that you didn't spell it, your pussy's name. Right. That just sounds a little funny coming from a female there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm the only one who can say at work, hey, I got two pussies waiting for me at home. How about that?
Hey, as long as you don't tell them what they really are. Right.
Yeah. Hey, what you doing? Yeah, I'm a little busy. I got a pussy on my lap.
Got some cooter on my lap. Yeah, some hairy cooter on my lap. Right. Okay, people. I got 15
energy. And I already fed my pussy today.
This is going nowhere, people. This is nowhere positive, that is. Nowhere positive. Guarantee you that. Okay. Right. I'm out of the chat. Can't deal with Emily Angel. Can't deal with Emily Angel. Wow. Okay. Siku Katika Wiki. S-I-K-U. K-A-T-I-K-A. W-I-K-I. Everything else from here on will get pretty simple. All right. Siku Katiki.
Siku Katika.
No, I keep saying Katiki. Katika. 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 Katika.
Siku
Katika. Wiki. And if y'all see how big of a goddamn goofy fucking smile I got on my face, if I step down in that country and I'm, Siki, Katika, Wiki. Yeah, they go, yes, Eddie Murphy. I want to have Eddie. I want to have, no, fuck you, Eddie.
Fuck you.
Mr. Funny Man, Eddie.
Half.
I want half, Eddie. I meant the magazine. I want half. Yeah. All right. We'll move this shit on. All right. So Monday, people, we're at Monday. Umatatu.
Umatatu.
Why? The only thing I don't understand is why these motherfuckers don't sound like they native language. I mean, why you wouldn't go and get a motherfucker from Key Swahili to speak the goddamn Swahili language? Why you wouldn't go get a Chinese person to translate and speak the Chinese goddamn language? You know, every nationality, if you got over 100 languages, there should be 100 people that's been employed by your goddamn office.
How do you know that?
Pronounced.
Do you know how native people there speak the language? Do you come there a lot?
I know he don't sound like that. That's a Spanish dude. Or a Mexican. That sound like an African. Hell no. Damn African. Goddamn. It's a goddamn fill-in. Umatatu.
Well, right, if I was a millionaire, I would go there and find out for you.
Well, yeah, hell, if I had $1 million,
well,
damn it, I'd be stepping on. All right, 5 seconds.
Beam me in, Scotty. Timmy's in the well.
Damn, different language. What the fuck is that?
It's just torque.
No, I'm talking about the language you were speaking. That ain't goddamn Swahili. Supposed to be
I didn't get there yet.
Bemis me in his smellos. Something like that. Hell, I don't fucking know.
I didn't get
Well Salamu.
Worked enough.
About it, Johnny.
I dare you. Hello.
What's up, Mr. How you doing today, man? Shout out to everybody
good.
Out there in Pennsylvania, man.
Doing good. I think I got some kind of weird connection here today.
No. Well, that's probably good old Blog Talk Radio for you, so.
Probably. Can you hear me okay, or is it good? Bad?
Yeah, you sound fine. Why, you hear static or something?
It's like a delay through my headphones or something.
Oh. Well, yeah, and that'd be weird, too. I don't know why you get a delay. Because we're live, people. We're live.
We're live.
Yeah, it's going down. Shout out to Heavenly Angel, who says she's going to go ahead and call in. Let us hear her melodious.
Yeah, Heavenly Angel was teasing me over there.
Yeah, she tends to do that. You know what I'm saying? She tends to do that.
I know. She wants
bad
me.
Influence. Bad influence. Yeah, she wants everything.
Very bad.
I don't know what's going on with her, man. She's a groovy chick. You know what I'm saying? Groovy chick.
Well, I figured when you get done with her, she'd come over to my camp for a while.
Right.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Car, Buster, and just keep it moving.
Where are you
I'm
at?
On the street corner here doing traffic.
Doing traffic.
Guiding traffic.
Okay. And why would you
all right, you son of a bitch. You want to go to the bagel shop? That's one street down and to the right. Right. What do you want to know? Another language or something? I'm telling you.
Okay. What the
hell? What the fuck is going on?
Hey, what the fuck? You gotta go to the bagel shop? What you gonna fuck? You want to have a fuck another language? Shit! Bagel, goddammit! El Bagelo, shit! Stop! Yeah. I mean, what are you? You working now or something?
Frustration rant.
What's that?
My parents decided to buy a laptop, and they decided that I had to install a lot of shit from that, and they decided that I should do that this week. And when I asked them, why didn't you ask me before if I really had time to do that for you this week, they got upset, and they hung up on me.
Okay. You don't talk back to your parents. What kind of is that?
Well, it's a standard laptop. They got it from the store, and I told them, hey, you can use it. I just have to install a couple of programs on it, and I have to remove some shit that's on there that you don't need.
Did you say shit to your parents? Oh.
I'm talking in English here, okay?
Come on!
But they can use it easily until Friday when I get there.
Okay, so they can use it.
Or it's a sort of that. I heard it this morning. It's falling into the space.
Damn, Torch. What the hell's up with your phone?
What?
Well,
a bunch of static for a minute, then I put it on mute and then came back and then the mute's gone. The static's gone.
I thought I was getting some. Hold on.
Is Blog Talk though?
No. I heard a show this morning, last night for Tor, where he called in. I thought it was Knuckle Bones. And it had the same sound.
Yeah, right there. That's yeah. This is a test of the BTR broadcasting system. Had you seen it,
you it's not working very well.
If you're hearing this sound, you know that your phone is fucked up. In the case of Mr. Torque, your phone is fucked
it's
up.
It's fucked up.
Talk, man. I'm trying to find out. You know what? How many languages do you speak? Any languages? Put it that way.
Any? At least
any
one.
Language besides English, you know. Yeah. Do you speak any languages outside the box?
The language of silence. Yeah, that's a good one. That's.
I practice that one all the time. You know what I'm saying? All right, well, since he did, you know what I'm saying, he did call in and overcome the challenge, you know what I'm saying, I'll go ahead and give you a positive award. Thank you, brother. All right, enough of that shit. All right, goddamn. And here we go. If
right.
You're saying something, Torque, you're chopping up bad, brother. Oh, well, you just dumped out on us, people. Just
ooh.
sorry. Sorry about that crowd. The crowd is always going to naturally react, people. You know what I'm saying? If they're going to show their distaste. If you don't let us know, you know what I'm saying, that you're getting up out of here, you know. But, hey, hold on, man. Goddamn, Zotox. There we go. Shit. All right, well, shout out to Torque, man, for calling up in here, brother, being a good sport about it. Thank you very much, you know what I'm saying? Increasing the phone stats, you know. It's always cool. All righty, that's what I'm talking about. He's calling back. All right, beam back on the air there.
I'll beam.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wobby, all cool, wobby, all right, Oh, sorry. That's my rendition of Hard Rock. Hold your ears. Thank you.
Timmy!
For that. And you're back.
I think I got it now.
You're sounding Verizon clear right now.
Yeah, I thought this morning I put on a Blog Talk show, I put on my headphones, and the first thing I listened to for the first 30 seconds was... And throughout the show I heard that like 10 more times.
Yeah, I had a loose jack in my computer here.
No, okay. Yeah, that would do it. That would definitely do it. All right. Well, salamu habari gani officially to you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well,
I got to lay some words on you now, huh?
There we go.
Let's see. Parlez-vous well, français?
Oh, shit.
Vivi, un peu, un peu.
What the hell? Do I hear some Korean?
Ça va, talk, ça va?
Ain't you, you train in the daily
too.
Arts of martial arts, ain't you? Huh?
Zai and I are talking, cheer.
Oh, y'all are. Oh, my bad. Right.
Ça va bien ici, Thor?
Hey.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Yeah, well, you can't talk like that on BCR. That's rude.
Roofed, all you put up in.
All right, move it. You want the damn bagel shop? Move down a little bit, you little... Man, I tell you, get out of that car, I dare you.
Damn.
Sorry,
yeah. Realize from
guy traffic around.
I mean, you seriously...
No, we didn't pay our rent this year.
Huh?
So we got to leave the windows open.
Yeah, you're probably playing with your webcam software.
You're doing your own Google
with
World
my webcam
you, huh?
Software.
Which has surround effects. So you can play car sound and nature sounds and I don't know
Google
what else.
You. I just want to ask you one question
too.
There, Torque. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you was trained in the deadly arts of combat, so I have one question for you.
Do you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Old man, how is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
Huh?
Because I'm fucking young, you blind old motherfucker.
That's probably what I would have told him. I was always, it never calculated to me, like...
Well, if you ask me...
...headed, ugly motherfucking head down here, I'll see you.
Master, if you pick your head up, you won't see that shit, Master.
Student, can you hear the cricket at your feet? Of course not, I'm too stoned for that.
Do you hear the urination on your toes? Yeah, if you start pissing on my feet, old man. Oh, I thought that was bathroom. My bad.
Wax in, wax out. What are you doing? Networks off. Networks off.
Say wax in, wax off. Right, and we're not talking about sex, people. We're not talking about waxing it. Yeah.
I took Tai Chi and then some Kung Fu for a year and a half.
And didn't learn none of the
legs. And man, oh man. They're really rough on the tops of your legs.
I can shake your hand, Torque. I skipped the Tai Chi part. That was a little bit too at ease for me. And I only did the Kung Fu part.
Yeah, it is. It's more like half meditation.
Tai Chi is breathing exercises and stuff. Did they learn you how to do breathing exercises to make yourself heavier and lighter? And did you test that out? That's real strange.
You can make yourself heavier by the way you breathe.
Yeah, you can move your arms in a circle upwards and then across your chest with your hand palms, press it downwards, and you focus your chi downwards to the ground. And if you let other people pick you up, of course, after they did that before too, they will say, hey man, you're heavier than before. We have trouble lifting you from the ground. And if you do that the other way around, as in, you have to do it, and else, the other way around, stop at that, you will get lighter, and it will be easier for other people to lift you up from the ground. That's real impressive.
Well, I'm lost.
Well,
actually, if you want to be technical about it, it would be sort of like creating a human energy weapon by using your chi power to direct in all sorts of parts and areas to bring it to a white hot focal point. That's all karate do. I went into taekwondo, which is more my style, which is hard impact. That's like flat out punch kick. And then I transferred over to Tang Sudo, which is a little bit lighter than taekwondo. So and that Taekwondo is Korean style, Tai Chi is China.
Okay. We don't have that shit down here.
Punk ass
motherfuckers around here. Everybody's
the Korean style was invented
karate
for
style.
The farmers working in the fields to use their plows and implements that when some of the swords that would come by the emperor, they gave some shit basically. The farmers would rise up with their wooden staffs on the end of their sickle side and rip the swordsmen into ants. That's when the side would be meant to kick them off upwards.
Yeah, the sticks were much faster than the swords.
I did it for 20-something years.
I had,
we have to carry a language or are we massacring people today?
Well, this is massacring culture.
I had a crazy teacher, a Shifu in Kung Fu. He could hit you, which you barely would feel, with one or two fingers, and he could stop you from moving your arms, crazy shit like that. He knew the pressure points in your body, and he could hit you on them real fast, and then he would say, yeah, move your arm, and you couldn't. You couldn't lift your arm with a possibility for about 5 minutes.
Damn. That's all I want to know, shit like that. If I can go ahead, hit a motherfucker real quick, yeah, stuck looking like stupid, yeah. Now. I'll bring the pain off of you. Shut the fuck up and leave me alone. Jesus. Woman, take your ass to sleep. Oh, my bad.
Oh, hell no.
Man, I know y'all thought that was going, but no. The bitch talks too much.
Well, if you give it to her real good, she'll shut up all right.
Oh, nah, it's a shortcut.
Lay her out flat, then hit it, huh?
Yeah, no job, man. Nothing like comatose pussy, you know what I'm saying?
What you want, huh?
Whoops,
honey, I got the wrong hole, yeah.
Some women is never a wrong hole.
Oh.
Alrighty then.
Well, you know.
Anyway. Yeah.
Real doll, baby, real doll.
Well, it's not my type. It's not inflatable.
Oh, man. I'm allergic to latex.
Don't have to worry about diseases.
I'm allergic to stiff rubber. Yeah.
Well, you do have to worry about diseases. You do have to clean those things eventually, I guess.
Let's hope so. After all,
okay.
It's a real doll.
Since you all have been tricked into calling in, I will give you all 2 minutes of language learning before we get to the nutty news. Deal? Deal. Thank you. All right. Here we go.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Oh.
Here we go.
Everybody agreed to it and shit.
10 seconds.
Pretty get my nutty on. You know that. That don't even have to ask.
Well, we got to rest through the days of the week, people.
20 seconds passed.
Well, God damn it, if you stop counting down, shit.
All right, we're ready for Torque. We're ready for Torque to tear it up.
You're going to lead us off. You're going to lead us off, Torque. All right, you're going to be the lead man on the words, man. All right? Deal?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I need to turn the porn music off or can everybody hear?
Excuse me.
What the fuck?
You know.
Let me turn the porn music off. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh!
Oh, yeah. I'll bring it back on in a second.
Okay. Bye. Ooh! See, I did it.
Right.
Okay, next. It's your turn.
You almost instantly got an award. Oh, man. Here we go, people.
Okay.
The first word. It's J-U-M-A-T-A-T-U. Stands for Monday. And it goes.
You matatu. You're my tattoo.
Like Y. And it basically, or you could say that the J is silent in this instance. So it's you matatu. But now, when you start saying all the rest of these days, that J-U is going to be in every motherfucking day. So you're going to get used to saying you. You matatu. Torque. Bam.
You matatu.
Okay. That was you.
A human tattoo.
Heavenly Angel. Massacre.
You matatu.
All right. Sayonara, master.
You my tattoo.
All right. Good master in the language. Good master in the language. All right. We're moving on. Moving on to Tuesday. Here we go.
Sounds like he's drinking.
J-U-M-A-N-N-E. You money. Tuesday, you money. Short.
What your money? You money. Give me money.
There you go. You money. That's the same thing. Heavenly Angel. I almost said sign that.
You money.
Right.
I want your money.
Your money. I want your money. Sayonara.
Your money.
You money.
Nah, man, just because everybody else done said it. Cheap. Oh.
Hand it over, please.
All right, Wednesday, people. Here we go.
You're
three times. J-U-M-A-T-A-N-O. You mantano.
You mantano.
There you go. You mantano. All right. Cyanide.
You Montano.
Right, Heavenly Angel.
You Montano.
All right, here we go. There you go. Shit.
You Montano.
Get some early awards. Ain't nobody fuck up yet. Shit. We supposed to be masking the language.
You
Montano. I'll tell you.
Hey.
All right. We're going to go over one more time. Don't worry. All right, this is where everybody gets fucked up at. Watch this. 9 times out of 10. Somebody gonna fuck this up.
Did you ask other people that 10 times already? Did you know that?
No. Well, I was going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I was going to do that national study. You know, one out of three doctors. Well, what motherfucking doctors is y'all going to? Some of the bitches ain't saying that in my neighborhood. So who the fuck is these dudes? I ain't never even seen these doctors. Shit. All right. Anyway. Thursday. A-L-H-A-M-I-S-I. Alhamis. That's what it sounds like to me. It looks like it say Alhamisi, but it's Alhamis. 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 Sinai.
Alhamis.
Heaven Angel.
Alhamis.
What?
Alhamis.
Alhamis or his?
Alhamis.
All right, here we go. Talk.
Alhamis.
I told you. God.
I did it right the first time.
Alhamis? No.
No, that was what she was saying.
Oh. Alhamis. Alhamis.
Thank
you. All right. There we go. A-L-H-A-M-I-S-I. Alhamis. Thursday. And for the best day of the week? Friday. E-U-M-A. I-J-U-M-A-A. E-U-M-A. E-U-M-A. First person jump on it.
E-U-M-A.
E-U-M-A. Second person jump on it.
E-U-M-A.
E-U-M-A. Say it again. Okay. Heavenly Angel.
Heavenly Angel.
Uh-oh. Oh, isn't
lost
it?
Connection.
Yeah, she fell out on us. Hold on, Andy.
That's just an excuse for nothing.
Hold back up in here. All right.
Yeah, no excuse. Repeat the word.
Repeat it
for me. I was trying to even hear it on the computer, but I couldn't hear it very well.
Oh. Let me train her there, Smelly.
Oh.
Say,
Alhamis.
Wait, repeat.
No.
Alhamis.
What?
That's Obama.
I'm telling you the days of the week.
I be humping?
Yeah, you'll be humping.
He's demonstrating.
Did I get it right?
Massacre.
Did I get it right?
God damn it. E-U-M-A. E-U-M-A. I-J-U-M-M-A.
Yuma.
I-J-U-M-A-A. My bad.
Yuma.
Yuma.
Yuma. Yuma must be crazy.
E-U-M-A.
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 E-U-M-A. E-U-M-A. Where is my money?
Hey, y'all man. Hey, this dude got a little discrepancy going on there. That little hand is bent down a little too much. You know what I mean? It's new man.
Hey. All
right. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Mamos.
Mamos.
Wow, 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 wow. Do my most. Mamos.
Wow,
wow. Do my most. Saturday, you my mosty. J-U. M-A-M-O-S-I. You're my musty.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You're my musty.
You're my musty. Yeah, there you go. You're my musty.
You're my musty. You're my musty.
You're
my pussy. You're my pussy. You're my pussy.
Okay.
But it's
all right. I almost definitely gave you an award.
And now say Hummer three times. And I'll tell you too.
One more, people. One more, and it's time for my nut teacher to be on. To be on. Come on, now.
Man, good thing this is a family show. You know what I'm saying? You know
what
I'm
are we talking here? Come on, now. You got strippers in the room. What you talking about?
Right.
Waiting to get back to the form.
I appreciate you putting my ex-business out there, all right? They don't need to know what I told you in the tiny chat, all right?
Quiet now, quiet. I'm going to get my real doll on you.
$9.95. You can see Smelly take it all off. Da-da-da-da-da. Women only. Women only.
Take it off, baby.
Right, moving right along.
All righty.
All right, yeah.
And for the last day of the week.
Love Penny. Love Penny. Nothing.
Sunday, Yumapili. J-U-M-A-T-I-L-I.
Yumapili.
Everybody on the count of three. One, two, three.
Yumapili.
Yumapili.
Martini.
What?
It sounds like you martini, but I don't know. You
my baby.
You my baby. All right.
You my baby.
That is the days of the week, Monday through Sunday, and we're going to go through it real quick, then we're going into the nutty news. Everybody ready? Here we go.
Ready.
Day of the week is...
Forget Monday. We know.
You my pussy.
Oh, man. Siku Katika Wiki. Siku Katika Wiki.
Siku Katika Wiki.
All right. Heavenly Angel.
Siku Tika Wiwi.
If you were talking to a group of men, maybe, but yeah.
Yeah, twerk, twerk, come on.
Isn't she talking to a group of men?
You can make me go after her.
Siku Katika Wiki.
Siku Katika Wiki.
Exactly.
Katika.
Wrong way around.
Katika. Siku Katika.
Siku Katika
Wiki.
Wiki.
There you go. Wait on the week.
Goddamn,
we were those.
Time to rev it up, baby.
All right. Yumatatu. Monday. Yumatatu.
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 All right. Kumu Matata to you. Yeah. That was from The Lion King, people. I obviously see you all don't watch movies. But okay.
What did you say? Hakuma Matata?
Yeah.
Kumu Matata.
Kumu Matata. Kumu Matata. Sorry. We kicked in just then. Yes, the marijuana kicked in. Yumane. Let me get off this retarded.
Yumane.
Yumane.
Yumane. Everybody. One, two, three.
Yumane.
Okay.
Yumane.
There you go. For extra credit. All right. All right. Wednesday. Yumantano.
Yumantano.
Yumantano. I'd be almost put the N in there. Yumantano.
Yumantano.
Mataru.
You.
What?
You.
Yumantano.
Yumantano.
All right. It was Wednesday, people. Here we go. And Thursday. Al-Hamisi. Al-Hamisi.
Al-Hamis.
Al-Hamis.
Al-Hamis. Al-Hamis. Thursday. All right. Friday. Ihuma.
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 Right. I'm talking about two more people, and we're getting nutty up in this mofo flipper.
Yeah, 2 minutes of language learning, you said?
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's based off of y'all language learning, you know. Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the back of the room at Heavenly Angel. Just leave us alone.
Right. Saturday.
Yeah, he's doing a show for me.
Okay. Didn't want to know that. Didn't want to know that.
Don't have to be there.
Kung Fu and the Buff. You know what I'm saying? Didn't need to see that. Yeah.
This is Maligold. Will play some porn music for you later on.
This move is called the Crenus Cradle, the penis cradle, as I crouch down. All right. Humamosi.
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 Saturday, Humamosi. Humamosi.
Humamosi.
Humamosi.
Humamosi.
Yeah, I think that can sound a little inviting there. You know what I'm saying? Step up to a chicken. Hey, baby. You my mosty.
Yeah,
oh,
baby.
Hey,
baby, you my Saturday. You my Saturday.
Baby.
And last but not least, Boondog. Oh, I mean, Sunday. Yeah.
That wasn't German either.
You my Philly.
You my Philly.
You my Philly.
You my
Philly. You my Philly.
And that will do
you
it, people. Congratulations.
You my
Philly. Give everybody a fucking round of applause for that one. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn good language learning.
Time.
Oh, you know what I'm going to have on my show?
There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work sports practice, so you're not too tired.
Gonna go to bed now. I have work in the morning.
This first article that I'm about to read, this first news article, feeds into what I just said, though. The CIA and the Vatican are the Illuminati. Those two organizations. Understand what I'm saying? These are two organizations. What is an organization? Motherfucker that's organized, goddammit. Shit. Under one motherfucking roof. So these two organizations have linked together to form, you know what I'm saying, the Illuminati. And this is what you have. You know what I'm saying? You have government, and then you have religion. You know what I'm saying? What is the main mental mind control here in the United States? Religion.
Yeah, religion.
goddamn religion and scare tactics. Scare tactics implemented by who? Goddamn CIA.
Government.
Well, that's the goddamn CIA.
Sure is.
All right.
Government covers it all.
Porn music, because I got to run and grab a lighter. So give me 2 seconds. Well, I'm going to take that shit literally. You know what I mean?
Okay, Heavenly, sure, yeah. Talk Saturday. Say Saturday to me a few times.
Hey, you're the one that's supposed to come up here and teach us.
That was then, and this is then. We need chance. No.
Hi, what are you doing, Coho?
Huh? No.
Oh, yeah, good marijuana.
Spaceland, huh?
Who that?
Got your fire, baby?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's a good thing right there. That's a good thing. Smoke on a little purple. Got
funny little name. Herbal. Little herbal purple.
Yeah. All right, check this out, people. And I mentioned that just to mention this first ad here. First article of the day, Nutty News, comes from Australia. Oh, yeah. Oi, mate. Put a shrimp on the barbie, some shit like that. Shouts out to Ms. Tasha Triple X and Lena G, because both of these are Perth residents. And that's where we're at. Adolf Hitler is awarded first place in his class dress-up day. Anybody knew that Adolf Hitler worked for the CIA?
No.
All righty then.
Smelly, how about this one? I don't know where it's from, but I guess it's the USA just called me a third world bitch on YouTube.
A third world bitch. American words, you gotta love them, man. You gotta fucking love them. You know?
Smelly, say that again. What about
what? What, Hitler working for the CIA?
What about
back
Hitler
in the
again?
Yeah, he worked for the CIA. He was a CIA operative. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Talk, I would have thought you would have known that. Shit.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, the fucking Obama was, Saddam Hussein was too. You never heard of Operation Paperclip? You ever heard of Operation Paperclip?
Oh, hell yeah.
And how about Osama?
MK Ultra and all that. That's where you get your MK Ultra at. That's where you get your mental brainwashing and mind control at through music and all this other shit that we got going on today. But guess who that was all thanks to? One no goddamn smart fucking college graduates coming out of the United States at that time. So what did they do? They decided to kidnap some goddamn German scientists, over 172 of them. All of them was motherfucking convicted war criminals, and then turned around and motherfucking gave them U.S. citizenship.
I wouldn't call it kidnapping, because had a choice. You go to jail or you go with us. So that's an easy choice.
But even though Theodore Roosevelt wrote that he didn't motherfucking want, was that Theodore Roosevelt? Was that true? I think that was Theodore Roosevelt. He wrote that he didn't want that nobody, any convicted, anyone who was linked to being a Nazi couldn't bring their ass to the United States. The CIA turned around, manipulated the paperwork, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, and washed all that shit out, and then that's how they all got over it.
Because but I heard there was 130,000 Germans that came, not just a few.
Oh, well, that... not scientists, though. I'm saying scientists related.
Yeah, and
they didn't have 130,000 scientists. They didn't
To defend the situation a little bit, I don't think that the scientists are the real killing kind of people that really made a lot of victims in the war. And
they're
the people
not.
That they, did, like Mengele, that did all those experiments on humans and stuff, I'm almost sure they convicted him or killed him. And they only let the normal scientists that worked on projects and stuff move over to the United States. At least I hope so.
Well, after this show, look up Licio Jelly, L-I-C-I-O, Jelly, G-E-L-L-I. And he was the main scientist as part of the Operation Paperclip. And he was a double spy that all the way up until 1984, he's been living his punk ass right here in the United States until, you know, of course, technology caught up with him, and then people started looking into the background records and shit. And then he took his ass back to West Germany, where he still lives today, ain't been caught. But, I mean, he's a double spy for the U.S. and in Germany. He spied on Russia and a couple of other countries, which led us to the Cold War. He was responsible for that through his lies and propaganda on the backdrop. You know what I'm saying? You gotta look up that dude, man. He was invited to the goddamn inauguration for Ronald Reagan in '81. Where'd they do that at? Yeah. All right. I'm just
only in America.
Conspiracy theorist, though. You know what I'm saying? Everything I'm saying is.
Well,
right.
I think that America is basically Germany 1A.
Yeah.
You know, Germany 2.
Right. That is, if you want to look at it that way, with a little tea mixed in with it from the British escapers. You know what I'm saying? With a little
yes, Mel. You know, back in when they had in World War II, instead of Boy Scouts, they had a lot of kids that were recruited for the German side too. They were because we have a lot of German background.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Europe. Yeah, where the Caucasus Mountains are at. I mean, yeah, you got direct ties with Germany. I mean, it's just this facade that they put in down here to keep motherfuckers down. They don't want people to. That's why the swastika came into effect. You know what I'm saying? Swastika came into effect because the world started out on religion. You know what I'm saying? Everything that the world started out on, and the only thing that the world came together on was religion. The only thing that we see eye to eye about is one God, or there is a God, or there is a creator, there's an architect in the sky. That's one thing that every human being on this planet shares in agreement, is that there is some creator up above. That's what we all done. Even an atheist, they will still say it's a motherfucking creator, though.
They might
have this opinion, that, but they still will say it's creator in the end.
No. What's created?
This planet, this universe.
No.
Yeah, you haven't talked to my sister.
Occurred and stuff. Gases came together. Started lighting up, all chemical reactions. Poof, you got a planet.
Okay, well, that's another show. God damn it. That's another show. We're doing that tomorrow, Wednesday, Wednesday. What the fuck is this world coming to? You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
That's for Wednesday. That's tomorrow's show. What the fuck is this world coming to? And we'll talk about
is
all
it coming
that.
I know this creator.
Yeah, we'll get into that. All right, check this out. In Australia,
one
Catholic school has apologized to parents who were offended by a 4-year student. What the hell is a year 4 student? Okay, I guess that's that shit up there. I don't know. A year 4 student pretending to be Adolf Hitler being awarded first place in his class at a school dress-up day. The inner city school sent out a letter of apology after parents complained about the boys' character portrayal at a book week assembly. The principal said a handful of parents had approached or emailed him after the event to say the costume, which included a swastika, should not have been allowed in the school. swastika has nothing to do with the people. Look up the definition of a swastika, and if you see anything that has to do with Nazi or Germany, I will give you motherfuckers $20. You will only find that at the end of your research, because it didn't even come about till 1930, till the 1930s, and that shit ended in 1945. So it was only a 15-year reign that shit, you know what I'm saying, actually was about, and it's illegal in Germany right now to even wear a fucking swastika, you know what I'm saying, if you are trying to practice any kind of form of hate. It is a religious artifact and ornament, and is practiced in every fucking ism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism. Everybody, including China and Indonesia, uses swastikas as a form of a good luck charm and a sign of peace. Look it up. All right. Anyway, last but not least, goddammit. Las Vegas, Paris Hilton. It wasn't my purse. Imagine that. Sources who have spoken with Paris since her arrest on the Vegas Strip late last night tell TMZ she insists the purse, with what we're told contained a small amount of cocaine, was not hers. I'll buy that for $1. As far as we know, she was the only woman in the car that was stopped. They'll make up some lie and say it wasn't hers.
Yes, she did.
And last but not least,
but
Canada.
She won't do any jail time this time because Bush is in her office.
Oh, yeah. She can go out there and suck some air, you know what I'm saying? We'll see.
I got a reply back from the other guy on YouTube. He's not very intelligent. He started calling me a Muslim cunt. Think before
Muslim,
you type.
Yeah, he's definitely, yeah. All right, people, check it out. In Canada, climber discovered after perishing in ice 21 years ago. Yeah, that's fucked up. Melbourne Canadian Glacier has given up the well-preserved body of an American climber missing 21 years. Two hikers on a day trip found the body of William Holland, 38, of Gorman, Maine. Holland disappeared while hiking a treacherous route known as Slipstream, a frozen waterfall on an 11,338-foot peak called Snow Dome on the Columbia Ice Field in April of 1989. And why would anybody be on a goddamn frozen fucking waterfall? I wouldn't goddamn know. But here's your goddamn award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred...
Sorry.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Well, fuck it, people. We're in the after hours, goddammit. This is the after hours. Keep this shit moving. Here we go. Yeah. Cue up my porn music. We're going to ride it out until goddamn Blog Talk shuts us the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I do it. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, in Louisiana, the old brownie bandit is nabbed with a bag of brownies. Like he'd be nabbed with anything else. You know what I mean?
He's got some weed in him. Some weed on him.
Well, yeah, well, that would be a smart. You know what I'm saying? Police arrested the suspected brownie bandit. A man accused of repeatedly breaking into a bakery, stealing freshly baked brownies, and leaving behind crumbs and broken windows. Gonzales police said Hamon, I guess it's Jamin, my bad, Jay's the Manute, 18, had a bag full of brownies when he was arrested in Jumonville Bakery. Bakery owner Lynn Jumonville said he called police after the cost of broken windows and screens began to mount. He said the burglar would break in at about 8:30 or 9 p.m. And instead of this punk-ass motherfucker hanging around his bakery to see the fuck breaking in, you dumbass. Well, I'll give you an award for that shit. If you know what time the motherfucker breaking in, you know what I'm saying, why the fuck you wouldn't just sit there with police and wait till the bitch break in or come around the premise? Not even break in, come around the premise, period. You gonna wait till after the fact till the motherfucker in there actually bagging up brownies and shit. He done bust the window in there. You know what I mean? You gonna watch him bust the window. Fuck, man, that's another $100. You dumb ass. Anyway.
No word for that?
Yeah, but I don't... Let me see. Nah, because I knew Raw Talk would have cut it off already. No, we're on the super after hours. I can't even give out a warning.
Yeah.
God damn it. Y'all get some tomorrow, first thing. In Iowa, man is accused of rape. Yeah, fires himself after his lawyer. How you fire yourself on the day off? What a good. Jack Leonard Hayes held on to his right to act as his own defense attorney in court while facing sexual assault and burglary charges until the final hours before his trial. Hayes, who was accused of raping an acquaintance, abruptly fired himself as his own counsel during a court appearance. For months, he had attempted to mount his own defense with only a paralegal certificate earned online and work in a prison law library as his legal experience. this is people. Going to motherfucking
Phoenix. Too bad you can't give him that award.
Hey, going to Phoenix University online does not make you a motherfucking physicist. Oh, God damn.
No, that was kind of smart firing himself.
Oh, man. Good old Florida.
I'd pay to see that.
Man, we always got to end this shit off in Florida, man. I don't know what the hell kind of conspiracy is going on with that shit, but all right. But last but not least, man searched on the airport luggage carousel. Yes, people, we do high shit like that, especially our elderly. Yeah. An impatient Millsboro, Delaware man was jailed for jumping on the terminal's carousel and getting spit back out of the tarmac. Hell no. The second time since June 29th that's happened. This time Bradley Jenkins, 54, just jumped on the belt, squatted right down, and spit right out where the guys were working, says Captain Don Hiller with Monroe County Sheriff's Office. Not surprisingly, he seems to have taken advantage of all the booze on the plane, Hiller said.
Wow.
Ah, man, see, he going to be the fucking reason why they going to make a limit on how much you can drink on the goddamn plane. Oh, man. Yeah.
He said he took a spit?
No, they spit. He got spit back out the machine.
Oh, okay.
He actually went into the machine. You know how they load the shit in and it spits you out one side? Well, okay. He went in the other side and got spit back out to the dudes putting luggage in. Right. I mean, how much alcohol can you possibly drink on a plane? He uses credit card.
Obviously.
Yeah, he obviously was using the credit card because he has one fan for that much because them shits be like $7 for a cup of wine. So, what the hell you was drinking? No, right, I'll give you the last one, people. How about that? We're about to crash.
It usually costs me more for drinking than it does for the plane.
Well, this is more plane related right here. In London. Yeah, we're about to crash. Jet passengers told in error. There's a fire! Fire! Oh, my bad. Keep watching your movie. I was just playing. Right. British Airways apologized after a crew member mistakenly played an emergency message, warning Hong Kong-bound passengers that the plane they were on was about to plunge into the sea. Yeah. About 275 passengers on a flight out of London's Heathrow Airport heard the message, "This is an emergency. We may shortly need to make an emergency landing on water."
Wow.
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed on that one, too. Yeah. All right, people, that will do it for your Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by good old NuttyNewsToday.com. All your weird and wild and crazy news that you're only going to hear here first unless you go read it for your goddamn self. You know what I'm saying? Your goddamn self. And like I always say, people, don't believe the headlines because the head is lying. Huh? You like that one. I know. Copyright, goddamn it. But you can use it. Yeah. All right, people, we out of here. Till tomorrow, Wednesday, Wednesday. It is what the is the planet coming to? We talking about the planet, not the world. The planet. What the, is the planet coming to? I'm going to go ahead and make that show right now. And it's going now, people. So y'all tune in. Get your weed ready. Your wits ready or whatever you got ready. And bring it on because it's going now. Much love to Torque, Mr. Sayonai, and Miss Heavenly Angel for hanging out today on the show. And everybody in the archives over there on PSN Radio, the Paranormal Suit Network, you know what I'm saying? Much love to everybody out there. Riding out, wrecking the game, entertainment, WDGE Radio, and the Starship Smelly Prize. Peace!
Bye, everybody.
Fell off my phone. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
God damn, man, hang up. The show over. He's calling me back. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, okay, people. The show is calling me back. They want more. Get more tomorrow. That's real.